Stop. Think about all the women in your life, the women who have empowered you, who have given you strength, who have raised you, who have nurtured you, who have educated you. A woman with a voice is, by definition, a strong woman. Melinda Gates. This is the podcast, Wide Open Spaces with Elise. This is episode number 147, Empowering Women. You can listen to this podcast anywhere you love listening to your favorite podcast. Check me out at wideopenspaceswithelise.com. Elise is spelled I-L-I-S-E. Now let's listen and evolve together. Thank you so much for joining me today and this wonderful month of empowering women. March is Women's International Month, and Women's International Day just passed on March 8th. This is the month of the woman. We actually get our own month, ladies. And for all you gentlemen out there, think about all those ladies in your life and how do you empower them? The word empowering is such a strong word. When you hear it, it gives you strength. It makes you sit up straight. And that's what we should do for all the women in our lives, from the young girls to the elderly. We should always empower them to have the strength and to be the best that they possibly can be. So what does Women's International Month really mean to you? Well, you really might not have a lot of thought about it. To be honest, I didn't think much about it until the month came along. And because I have to do all my social media, excuse me, for this podcast and my blog, I really started to research because I don't like to post about things that I'm just not fully educated about or I'm trying to educate myself about. Well, obviously, I'm a woman. I'm 56 years old. I've gone through things that women experience throughout life, but that doesn't make me as knowledgeable as I wanted. So I wanted to dive in a little bit deeper into what does Women's International Month really mean for me? And that's where the title of this podcast came out, Empowering Women, because that's what I really feel that it means for me personally, is to feel empowered. Now, I'm sure most of you have either witnessed or personally experienced not being treated well as a woman, maybe as the lesser, maybe as the weaker, not as intelligent, not as knowledgeable, seen women being put down in the workplace, not equal pay for women. I could go on and on about things that you might have seen or I might have seen where women aren't treated equally. And yes, we are constantly fighting as females to empower ourselves, to not feel like we're being stepped on. And it will always be a constant battle for women, but that doesn't mean we should give up in any way. I recently had an experience where I really felt empowered. Not my only ever experience, but it was interesting. I had taken my daughter to the Olivia Rodrigo concert in Miami, Florida. Now, first let me say, 21 years old, female who empowers young girls and empowers me as a 56-year-old standing there at her concert. And it wasn't a concert that had a lot of glitz and glamour. It was really about her, this young female artist, and what her words had to say about women and relationships and what she's gone through in her life. And here I am with my 18-year-old child and we're at this concert. So right in that, I felt empowered because I'm with my own child and we're watching this young girl who's moved up as an artist and now impacting all these young girls that I see surrounding me. And what a wonderful way to empower women. Now, obviously, you don't have to be a famous artist to empower women. Well, my empowerment took a different turn at that concert. I could smile about it now, but in the midst of it, it was traumatic. We were one of those people who could never get Taylor Swift concert tickets. We were, no matter what, waitlist, whatever, both concerts in South Florida, try to get concerts anywhere else in the country, couldn't do it. So when Olivia Rodrigo was coming in concert, my daughter came to me and she's like, "Mom, she is my favorite artist. She's, you know, upcoming, she's new, she's fresh, not so new, but she's been in Disney shows and such, but very fresh. Please, can we go see her? Because we couldn't get Taylor Swift concert tickets." And so we made it happen for her. And she was so excited when I tell you, everywhere we went, in the car, from her room, when she would come home from college, Olivia Rodrigo music playing everywhere. And of course I had to play because I needed to know most, I love her, but I needed to know more of the words to her songs. You know, we forget as we get a little older. And so here we are at this concert, and it was great until they tell us that our seats were double sold. Here's my daughter singing. I mean, the way these kids sing for her, I've been to many concerts, young and old, and there was something really unbelievable with the screaming of her words. You could tell that her words really get deep into these younger children. And so my daughter's singing and she's enjoying, and we're being interrupted and asked to show our tickets on our phone. They look at them and they're like, they leave us alone. And then they come back again and they tell us we need to come with them. Can we see your tickets again? And I'm like, I'm not moving. And the lady's like, you need to come with us. These are somebody else's seats. How could they be somebody else's seats? I spent a lot of money on these seats. And they leave us alone. Now, I feel something's coming. You know how you get that feeling in your chest. You know, usually when I go to, I don't like crowds and things. And so I usually do go with my husband when I know I'm going to be in crowds, just because I feel uncomfortable. It increases my anxiety. So here I'm at this event with a crowd like you've never seen. And so I already feel anxious. And the anxiety is building. And I see out of my peripheral vision this woman who came up to us, and now she has somebody else with her. And she goes to my daughter, "You must leave your seats." Well, my daughter becomes extremely upset, you could only imagine. And I become extremely upset. And I'm like, I'm not moving. And they're like, "Ma'am, you need to come with us. We need to verify your tickets." My daughter literally puts her hand on the lady's hands and says, "Are you really going to make me miss this concert?" So I realize, okay, if I don't do what they say, this could escalate to a different level. And that's not who I am. So I tell my daughter, "Let's go." And then I turn to the woman. I said, "Can my daughter just stand here while we're figuring this out so she doesn't miss the concert? I won't tell you how much I spent on the tickets. A huge amount." So kindly, they allow her, as I see them escorting two people into our seats. And I turn to the lady and I say, "Well, why are you letting them sit? Why are they taking our seats?" "Well, we need to verify your seats." And I could tell, I was kind of being surrounded by people that worked there, that I should walk out. And I realized as I was walking out, I'm telling myself, okay, I can go three ways with this. I can be extremely passive. I can be extremely irate, or I can empower myself to get my point across, to be firm in my convictions. So they take me out and they're talking to me. And they explain that this happens sometimes, that tickets get double sold when people are reselling tickets, etc. And we need to check yours. So as I'm standing there, I'm missing the concert now. I love Olivia Rodrigo. But my main concern was my daughter and the effect that it would have on her being able to watch this empowering young female. Well, it turns out, after checking and checking, my tickets were not the original tickets that were sold. And so I was told that they could escort us out of the facility. But I explained to them, is there any way you can find us other seats? We obviously paid for tickets. They're on our phone. It's not, you know, our fault that someone accidentally or however it happened oversold tickets or doubled sold tickets, whatever. And they were very kind and they let us sit somewhere. They were not the seats anywhere near the seats that we had paid for. But at that point, I knew that I got us to stay. We weren't escorted out of the building and we were still able to watch the concert. And afterwards, of course, my daughter was disappointed, but she said something to me. Mom, I've never seen you like that before. You're always somebody who doesn't like conflict and you're just like, let it go. But you didn't, because you knew how important this was to me and you were so strong and you spoke like I've never heard you speak. And I really was in shock and so proud of you. Wow, did I feel empowered. I found my voice in that moment. Through the anxiety of the crowd, my own internal anxiety, my daughter being upset. I mean, we all know what it's like if you're a parent to be a mama or a papa bear. And so the end of the story is they weren't the greatest seats, but I will tell you that the company that we bought our tickets from made good on it and refunded us and then even gave us something on top of that. So they made good on it. Accidents happen. Things can happen. Nothing is perfect. I could have become a lunatic. That's how I felt. But instead, I chose to empower myself by using a voice that was firm and steady, yet controlled, to get my point across. Empowering women. I want you to think for a minute. If you are female, what events in your life have you ever felt empowered? And if you're not, the women that are in your life, how have you seen them empowered? Or how have you seen them have their power taken away from them? Like a shrinking flower. A flower blooms and it's vivacious with its colors. The leaves and the petals stand up straight. But then as it begins to wilt, the color changes to brown. The leaves fall off, the petals fall off. Have you seen that happen to a woman in your life who was strong and yet someone just pounded them down and took their power away? So as it's International Women's Month, I want you to think about this. The women in your life, how you are as a female in society. What is the message that you send to your children or the children around you? And what are some ways you can enhance Women's International Month in your life? So I kind of took a deep dive into this and really thought about it. And I came up with some really great ways that I think I can encourage you to learn more about women and the impact that women have on society. Not just the stereotypical things that we know, but how they really impact society. First, you can just start by reading a book. Go on Amazon, order a book about some women and their stories, or historical women like Betsy Ross or Michelle Obama, and learn about their stories. And I guarantee learning about, you'll see how they've had their ups and downs, like I had at that concert. And just because I'm a podcaster doesn't mean I'm not going to have those moments where I feel weak or someone's taking my power away, because that's exactly how I felt in that moment. Is they're taking my power away. They're escorting me out of my seats. I felt like I had no control. So this will happen to all of us, no matter how strong you are, no matter how empowered you are. You will have these moments where control is being taken away from you. And so reading other stories whether historical figures, popular figures, or maybe it's just a story about someone you don't even know, but they're telling a story about their life and what they went through. You never know how you're going to connect. You never know how you're going to learn from them. And maybe it just may strike a chord for you on how you can improve and empower yourself in your life. Excuse me. Now, good old social media. Go to YouTube. Oh my God. I know that YouTube is highlighting women this month, but there's so many women out there that come straight to you through your phone, through your iPad, through your computer, telling their stories, coming into where you are and telling their stories that can have such a great impact on you. I utilize my social media to send out quotes. If you go to my Instagram or my TikTok or my Facebook, you'll see a quote that I put on there about by Pink. And I'm going to be doing this for the rest of the month, putting out these different quotes by women who empower. And on that note, let's hear another quote. If they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. Shirley Chisholm. I love that. That goes back to history of women, how women weren't considered equal at the board table. And so if you're not being considered equal, bring your own chair, step up, let them know, let them hear your voice. You know, go on social media and follow some of these people who are motivational, who exude strength, who have been through a lot, but yet have empowered themselves. And reading their stories or their quotes or what they post can be a little dab each day of instilling empowerment into you or instilling empowerment into the women in your life. You know, if you're not female in today's society, one of the best things you can do for a female in your life is to help empower them, especially if they're having those weak moments. You helping them, pushing them along, reminding them of who they really are can empower them. Go to a museum. Research the museum before you go there about all the female artists that are there. I mean, we hear about Van Gogh and Monet and Picasso. Where's the female artist, famous artist? I don't even know. So I guess that's something I should go do this month to educate myself. Go look up the artist and seek out the artists, the female artists in the museum. Compare their art to the male artist. The colors, the shapes, the meanings. What is the painting or the artwork projecting to you? You know, we all love the Michelangelo's David. Maybe it's time to elevate the female artists out there. Now, if you're in the artist world, of course you'll know female artists, but I'm not and I don't. Why? Because in history, we don't really talk about them, do they? Well, it's time to empower ourselves to learn about some of those female artists out there and elevate them. And if they are alive, follow them on their social media. By you following them, you're empowering them as well. You're giving them a voice as well. Another great way to feel empowered as a woman is to join women's organizations. I belong to something called Not My Daughter, Find a Cure Now. You've heard me talk about it if you follow me. We raise money for breast cancer research and ancillary services. And breast cancer is an epidemic in this world. And so I have so many people in my life who have the disease. And so being with women, empowering women to help them in their time of need is a great, great empowerment experience for myself. And so I encourage you, find what interests you and look for groups, women's groups that are interesting to you. Maybe it's just a book club, a female book club that talks about female artists and writers and authors, whatever it is. Maybe you need to join a march, March on Washington. I was in Washington, I guess it was whenever they overturned Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs decision. I was in DC visiting someone, and just so happened on that day was the big march because of the decision being overturned. And I didn't intend to go to this march, and it wasn't my first march, but we joined the march. And it was so empowering because the government, in my opinion, is taking away female rights. So by going to this march, I empowered myself. I felt like I took some of that power back. Even though it might not change, my voice is being heard. I'm walking with all these males and females with their posters, walking all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Now, if that's not an empowerment moment, I don't know what it is. And it wasn't planned. It was something that kind of, I was there with some people and it happened. And I joined. And I didn't let that fear of anxiety and crowds stop me. I joined and felt so, so empowered. Another great way to empower women is support local businesses that are owned by women. In my area, we have a lot of smaller clothing stores that are owned by females. Stores where you can buy like gifts for people that are owned by females. Support those small businesses. Promote them. Give them reviews. All of this helps empower yourself by empowering other women. I bet you some of these things you just haven't even thought about, on how you can empower other women, and in turn, it empowers yourself. Listen to female podcasters. You're empowering me right now by listening to me. Read people's blogs. It's all about how we celebrate women. Maybe mentor a young girl. Be a big sister. Mentor someone or tutor someone to help empower them, to give them some of the skills and to show them how you've learned through life experiences to empower yourself. And promote your own self. Promote your own self by acknowledging the strength that you have inside of you. The moments where you felt extremely empowered. And all the energy that you have at your fingertips to go out into the world today to empower others and to empower yourself. Maybe go see the Barbie movie. It wasn't one of my personal favorites. However, the message was fantastic about empowering women and using Barbie, who is appealing to all ages, from the very young to the very old. I mean, for me, playing with Barbies was my all-time favorite thing. I used to set up my whole room and make like a whole Barbie house and just loved playing with my Barbies and making up these stories of Barbie. But at the time, when I was younger, Barbie was the wife who had the babies who stayed at home. When I was younger, of course, as I got older and into high school, I knew that my path was going to take a different direction. Yes, I was going to be a mom and have kids, but I wasn't going to just fit that old 50s stereotypical lifestyle. And if you are a stay-at-home mother, I was for a very, very long time, and it's great and it's wonderful. So I am not putting you down in any way. I was a single mother. I was a stay-at-home mother. But I knew, looking back at how I played with those Barbies, that wasn't how I wanted to empower myself. So to have this Barbie movie come out and utilize this iconic figure that appeals to all ages to show female empowerment is priceless. So maybe go see the Barbie movie. How are you going to empower yourself today? I challenge you. I challenge you to identify one way you are going to stand out today, to be seen today, to have your voice heard today, to have a seat at the table. Thank you for joining me at Wide Open Spaces with Elise, a podcast. Remember, positive thoughts always create positive energy. Go out and explore all those wide open spaces in your world today. And while you're doing it, empower yourself or empower another woman in your life. And until next time, my friends, ciao. Happy International Women's Month.